What's up, guys? This is Kesha, and you're watching Stata.
Tervetuloa viihdelehti Staran podcastien pariin. Tällä kertaa otetaan puhelinyhteys Los Angelesiin, jossa American Idol-ohjelmasta pinnalle noussut supertähti Adam Lambert syö parhaillaan aamiaistaan ja odottaa puhelua Suomesta. Tällä kertaa haastattelussa on mukana runsaasti kysymyksiä myös Adamin suomalaisilta faneilta. Nyt otetaan siis yhteys Losiin. Tervetuloa mukaan.
Hello?
Hello, this is Jokka from Stara.fi Finland. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Where are you at the moment?
I am at my house having coffee.
Great.
This morning in LA, yeah.
We have a big bunch That's of lovely. Questions from our readers.
Okay.
And the first one is, do you think that you have to prove something more because you made your breakthrough in a reality show?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the people that, you know, you have to have some credibility in the music scene, but I don't know, I think I proved myself on the show, you know what I mean? And I think that my album speaks for itself, so hopefully it'll do the talking for me, or the singing, rather.
What do you think? Is there any downsides of being an American Idol star rather than being, let's say, old-fashioned pop star?
Well, I personally think it's so difficult to make it in the music industry right now. I think that had it not been for American Idol, I wouldn't be known like I'm known right now. So I don't know if I would have become a star if it hadn't been for a competition like American Idol.
How do you feel about your pre-Idol music now?
The stuff that I did on my own, I mean, I experimented a lot with my own home studio and created little, like, dance things. And there's a couple of little dance tunes that I did that I'm really proud of. There was some material that was released that was a lot older that I did as just a studio singer, like a hired singer. And then it was released, so I don't think it really reflects my type of artistry. Some of the old material, as well as the new album, does.
Mm. Now we have your new album here for your entertainment. Which one of the tracks is most personal for you?
Probably "Broken Open," which is at the end of the album. I wrote that with Greg Wells. And it's a song about being vulnerable enough to show your emotions and to be comfortable with a lover enough for them to see the good and the bad.
Has your song "Music Again" been influenced by letters you got from your fans?
No. That was written by Justin Hawkins, I think it's just a coincidence that people felt that way. That I have some fans that felt, oh wow, you're really exciting. You're making me want to listen to music again. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a coincidence. And when we heard the song, we thought, oh god, that's perfect.
There are some great club remixes about your For Your Entertainment single. What is your relationship to dance music and the club culture?
I love dance remixes. I love. I've been living in Los Angeles for 8 years and going to clubs the whole time. I love nightlife, and so I really was excited to hear these remixes because I think they're going to sound incredible in a club.
Red One is doing some kind of dance music, and you have done a music with Red One. When we can hear those songs?
Unfortunately, none of the songs made it to the album because of some time constraints. We started working on some ideas, and then our schedules both got very, very, very busy, and we didn't get to finish them. So I don't know the answer to that question. But I think he's super talented, and I hope to work with him more in the future.
Great. So who invented the name Glittery Alien Prince from Planet Fears?
My brother actually said that. Yeah, my brother said that he has like a blog, and he wrote that on one thing, and then the fans just started running with it.
I'm calling from Finland, Europe, and I'd like to ask you, what kind of role Europe has had in your life? You have been here.
I was there when I was I lived in Germany for 6 months when I was, I think, 22. Mm-hmm. And I did a musical called Hair, and it's the one about hippies and peace, love, and rock and roll, you know. And I was really influenced by Europe in the sense that it's so much more liberal than the United States is. People are a little bit more accepting of different lifestyles there. And it was really inspiring to be in a community like that and to see people minding their own business and not judging.
What about your European or world tours? Are you coming here to perform someday?
Definitely. I'm not quite certain of exactly when, but I'm probably this year I'll be there. And I'm so excited. I think that I can't wait to meet European fans of the music.
I think there is a quite active Finnish fan group called Finnbirds. Have you heard about them?
No, that's great.
I think they are quite active in your website as well, so maybe you probably would like to check them out.
Yeah, I will.
What do you know about Finland? Do you know anything about us?
I was there once when I was 19 years old. I was in Helsinki for one day. I thought it was beautiful. I thought the architecture was beautiful. The weather was beautiful, and the people were beautiful.
Did you have a chance to try maybe vodka or sauna?
No, I think I was just walking around down near like the port. I was actually on a ship when I came there. And so I think I had lunch somewhere. I don't really remember exactly. It's very long ago, but I can't wait to come back.
Yeah, I hope you will be soon.
Me too.
You said in some interview that you have had some issues with your self-confidence earlier in your 20s. So what's your situation now?
Well, I mean, when I was younger, I just didn't feel attractive and I didn't really know who I was. And, you know, I'm a homosexual, so that took a minute to become comfortable with. And I don't know, it's just the last 10 years of my life. I've had a lot of experiences. I've traveled. I've met lots of amazing people. I've gotten to perform a lot in a lot of different venues. And I just slowly but surely learned how to be comfortable in my own skin and love who I am. And I think when you love yourself from the inside, you feel more attractive on the outside.
In terms of civil rights and, let's say, racism, people say that our generation is more accepting than those who came before us. But also some people say that it's just a surface progress. Where do you think we stand with that today?
It's interesting because in the United States it's very different than it is in the rest of the world. I can speak for my country in that we've progressed in many ways. Racially, we've progressed a lot. I mean, obviously, we have a black president right now, and that civil rights movement over the past 50 years has really come a long way. The new civil rights movement in the United States is regarding homosexuality, and that's, you know, obviously very personal for me. Mm. You know, gay marriage is a big hot issue right now in the United States, and I think that eventually we will move forward, but in certain ways we've moved backwards a little bit. I think in the entertainment industry, in the 70s and even parts of the 80s, for example, there were artists that were very experimental as far as the way they played with gender and what's the word I'm looking for? The way they played with sexuality and their image and androgyny. And nowadays, you don't really find, especially a lot of male artists that experiment with that. So in a way, we've almost kind of taken a step backwards, and we're almost a little bit, as a country, there's more of a moral struggle than there used to be.
We all see your performance in American Music Awards, and there was this boy and boy kiss, which made a terrible mess especially in the U.S. What do you think about it now?
You know, to me, it's not that big of a deal. But I guess it was to some people. And that's a perfect example of the way my country works, is that there are many different walks of life, and there are many different ways of accepting certain things, and when you're on national television, you're reaching so many people at once that, yeah, I can you know, reach people that are liberal and that are open to such behavior and that appreciated that and enjoyed it, but that television program was also broadcast into the homes of people that find that revolting. So it's really it's a hit or miss. I always like to say you either love it or you hate it. And in a way, I think that my type of performing is polarizing. You know, it divides people. But the most important thing is that it creates conversation. And fortunately, whether they liked it or not, the activities that happen on the AMAs cause people to talk about it. And I think that's important in pop culture, is that you get people thinking about things.
What's the worst gossip you have heard about yourself?
The one thing that I heard that I didn't think was true is that I was a diva. And they meant it in a negative way, because I think that word can be a positive word, too. But, you know, they were saying that I had a bad attitude toward, production people, you know, when I did my promotional press tour right after American Idol. And that was so untrue. I get along with everybody. I'm a very down-to-earth person. I'm friendly. I try to introduce myself to everybody and say thank you. And I consider myself to have good manners and good professionalism. So I was kind of surprised to read that, because it couldn't be further from the truth. But I think people get. I think when you're confident and you know what you want, you're smart. I think people get threatened by that.
If you could get a chance to be another person for one day, who would you want to be?
I don't think I would want to be anybody else. I think I like being me, and I know who I am because I've been with me for the past 27 years. So I don't know. I think I'd be scared to be somebody else. I don't know where I would start.
Thank you very much, Adam, and see you when you're coming to Finland.
I can't wait. It's going to be great. Hey there, this is Adam Lambert, and you're listening to Stutta.